before. Peter LeGrand, the Melbourne Racing Club chairman, was on the program a week or so ago, telling the world that it was a no-brainer. Have they got their way? He joins us on the line now. Welcome to you, Peter. Great to have you on the program.
Thank you, Dwayne. Good afternoon to you. By Jove, you're on top of the action all the time. You've got the news breaking before I even had it.
So what's the latest? Well, you haven't been knocked back, have you?
Yes, we have. Another weak decision, absolutely totally predictable weak decision, gutless decision as far as I'm concerned. Here was an opportunity to really do something different in racing, to be innovative and try something. And I've been told this afternoon from Racing Victoria that, no, it's been knocked back. As you were, we'll race our carnival and we'll do our very best and race our carnival in October. There's no innovation whatsoever coming out of RVL.
Did they give you a reason, Peter?
Well, they said there was a certain amount of people against it. But, look, anybody can say that because we've gone to a lot of people and spoken to them. We've gone to Moonee Valley. We've gone to the VRC, Country Racing Victoria. They all agreed after negotiation with us to support us. So you've got the four principal racing people who've been knocked back by the Racing Victoria. It's just, it fair dinkum, I'm just nearly speechless. I can't believe it. Here was an opportunity in COVID-19 times to put it back a month, give people and members a chance to get to the races in better weather. And what do we do? No, just keep on going the way you're going. Don't change anything. Just go along with what's happened in the last 100 years.
Do you know how many people were on the committee that voted? How the voting took place? Did they give you a breakdown as to who said what?
No, you'll never find that out, Dwayne. You'd have to put Inspector Plot onto that one. There's 10 people on the board. I don't know what the vote was. I just got told that was the decision. And we gave it serious consideration, but no, we're not going to agree to it. So, gee, it's disappointing. You know, you look at New South Wales, you look at Peter Vallandis is bringing all these innovations and everything, doing things. And here's the Melbourne Racing Club trying to be innovation, trying to be innovative, trying to do things. And, well, that's what happens.
You've got no other avenue now, Peter. You just have to have the Caulfield Cup Carnival in its old slots in October.
That's right. We got no comeback to this one. Racing Victoria, the governing body of racing in this state, and they've ignored our request and they've ignored the support that we've had from the other racing bodies. So it's extremely disappointing, Dwayne, and I'm pretty emotional about it and I'm very annoyed about it because I just think racing in Victoria needs to have lots of innovation. We need to lift racing and now's the time to do it.
Did you have government support for your idea as well? I thought you did.
Well, the minister was open to it, certainly. I'm not going to put words in the minister's mouth, but he was open to it. He left it to the board to decide. He didn't go either way, but he was open to it. He certainly didn't knock it back.
Will it cost you and cost racing money having this carnival in a period where you might not be able to have the crowds that you would have in November?
Well, that's a very good point that you make. If the crowds aren't there and we're racing up against the AFL finals, I'll be going with my hand out to Racing Victoria to seek a grant to supporters for any loss in turnover that has occurred.
And do you think that there is an opportunity for you to revisit this at some time? I know that COVID-19 gave you the opportunity to do it now, but it seems like you've had an investigation into the idea and the idea might be workable long term, even if it's not given the tick now.
Well, I think probably wasting time, you know, as I said, you know, we try to be innovative, but other people don't want to be innovative. They just want to keep on doing the same old thing year in and year out. And you just can't do that. Your change will come regardless. We'll keep trying, Dwayne. We'll never give up at the Melbourne Racing Club because that's not our style.
Great to have you on, Peter, although albeit in really horrible circumstances for you because I know how hard you worked to get this up and I know how hard you worked to make sure that everybody understood why it would work. So I'm disappointed for you, and quite a few people are coming through on the text machine as well with support for you. So they're as perplexed as you are. I'll let you go about your business and explain it to your members, Peter, because that's the next thing, I suppose, trying to explain it to them. But at least those that are listening today got an explanation. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Dwayne. Lovely to talk to you.